Hello, this is Brent Hesse with KCHI Sports, and I'm here with athletic director and girls basketball coach of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets, Coach Darren Smith. Coach Smith, just wanted to congratulate you. You're being inducted into the Missouri Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame this weekend. Want to say what a great honor that is. And give me your history. I know you're the all-time winningest coach here at Chillicothe Girls Basketball Program, but you've been coaching for several years. Just give us the back history and all the hard work that you've put into coaching high school basketball.
Okay, well, thank you. You know, this is year 20 for me. I was at Meadville for 10 years, and I've been at Chillicothe for 10 years. I've had an awful good run. I've had some really good players. I've had really good help in Coach McKinney and Coach Ford. So, you know, I coached boys at Meadville and had the privilege of getting to coach my two sons while I was there. Once my oldest went through, my youngest was right behind, and we actually his senior year made it to the Final Four at Meadville, which was the first time the boys had ever made it. Then I stayed one more year there, and then came over here. I switched over to girls, and it's been a great transition. It's been a great move for me.
So over this time, you know, so many teams, so many different people you've interacted with. What does all that culminating meaning to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it's very humbling, to be real honest with you. It takes a village, as they say, and it does to put a team together to have success and failures in the same time and in the same year, you know, just build your program. And so to do what we've done is taking a lot of people behind the scenes. And so just proud of the accomplishments of our kids and our teams. You know, the relationships that you build with the kids, whether that was at Meadville with the guys or here at Chillicothe with the girls, you know, one of the greatest things is to get a text or to see him at Walmart or whatever, one of your old former players, and, you know, they yell, "Hey, coach," across the store at you and want to tell about their lives. And, you know, that's really, really the biggest part of what I do.
Yeah, special journey over these 20 years, and especially this season. You finished 28-2 as the girls' basketball coach, made it to the Final Four, finishing third place in the state, a historic and tremendous season. And not only that, but along with the induction into the Hall of Fame, received numerous awards this year as Midland Empire Conference Coach of the Year, District Coach of the Year, and was a recipient of the Eddie Ryans Awards. What did all those recognitions in this season especially, just what's the impact of that?
Well, winning sure brings a lot, doesn't it? you know, it's really nice. To be recognized by your peers is just something special. And you know, like I said, it's not just me. It's a group effort. And I got two of the best assistant coaches you can find in Terry McKinney and Corby Ford. You can't get two guys that are more invested into what we're trying to do and give everything they've got to the program. So because my name's at the top of the list, I guess, is why you get that. But it's a group effort. It's a group award, and I just feel really blessed to receive it for me and the two assistant coaches.
And I want to talk about those two assistant coaches just a little bit. Coach Terry McKinney and Coach Corby Ford both were so instrumental in the run this year, and I'm sure throughout your time here at Chillicothe. And Coach Terry McKinney received the Kevin Cub Martin Assistant Coach of the Year Award. What does that mean as an assistant coach, and what is all the hard work that those guys put in that maybe gets unnoticed?
Well, that's exactly right. It goes unnoticed. And Coach McKinney receiving that award, you know, that's for all classes of the state of Missouri. It's a tremendous award that is so well-deserved for him. You know, Coach McKinney puts in hours and hours and hours you know, gives a lot to the program, gives everything he has. And, you know, he's the guy that leads him in practice, and his bag is full of the things that the girls need, whether that's a hair tie or a piece of gum, you know, and he's just so good with the kids and so good with the coaching staff that award is well deserved. Coach Ford, you know, I went through several assistant coaches in that role when I came. Coach McKinney and I joke we couldn't keep him by for over a year. It was pretty hard to work with, but Coach Ford has stuck with us, and we're sure glad he has, because, man, his knowledge and his energy and the youthfulness that he brings to Coach McKinney and I is just fantastic. Film work and just day-to-day stuff, you know, either one of those two guys could lead programs anywhere in the state. I got no doubt in my mind that either one of them could be a head coach at any school in the state, but they – they chose Chillicothe, and I'm awful proud and pleased that they did.
It takes a great coaching staff and also great players to have a tremendous season like you had this year. And want to recognize some of those players. Both Kayana Cramner and Jolie Bonder received Missouri Basketball Coaches Association All-State Team honors. And Jolie was a finalist for Miss Show Me Basketball as well. What does that mean as a coach to be able to watch these players grow and develop and become, you know, great athletes and great basketball players like they showed this season?
And great young ladies. You know, it's very proud. I'm very proud of what they accomplished. And, you know, they got those awards, and that's not what they're in it for. They were in it to make it to Columbia. And so they refused to let us lose. And so just their leadership, I think, is what I'm more proud of than anything. But they had a pretty good run this year, you know. I mean, with, like you said, they were all conference, they were all district, they were all state. Jolie made the MOCAN team. I'm probably forgetting something. But, you know, just all the different things that they did was just a culmination of their hard work. They're staying in practice after everybody else left, us having to run them out because they were just trying to get better. They were going against each other or with each other or whatever every day, just getting better. And it's just a testament to their work ethic and their desire, and I just couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, Coach, it was so much fun to follow along with the team all season long. I have so many great memories of this team being there for all the games and all the big moments. What are some of the lasting impressions that you'll take away from this season?
Well, you know, it's such a blur. It's really, you know, people tell you have fun with it and enjoy the ride and this, that, and the other. It's such a blur. It's really hard because you're working, especially a team. I told people early on this year this was a special group. And then as first the year rolled around and we started winning some more games, and I thought, you know, this is a team that reminded me a lot of my 2013 boys team that just had a knack for winning games, and they just had a knack for making plays at the right time. You know, some of the big things, I thought Tony Fairchild told me he was at Savannah, that first tournament we had at Savannah playing Smithville. He said, well, we'll find out how good you guys are. And after the game, he walked by me and says, you're pretty good. And so that was kind of a neat moment and a big game for us. Gosh, going to Benton and beating Benton, going to Lafayette and beating Lafayette, going to Pius and beating Pius, winning the Grain Valley Tournament, going to Centralia, another Final Four team, and beating them there. You know, there's just so many big moments in it. And then just the interaction with the kids, you know, the interaction on a daily basis. You know, there's – I'll be honest, there's a bit of I hate to say mourning process, but it's a bit of a mourning process after the season's over because I don't get to go to practice and be around 20 of the best girls in the school, you know. And so it's just you got your big games, you got your big moments, and you got your relationships that you build. And then we culminated it with big wins against Pius and Notre Dame in the sectionals and the quarterfinals, then going down and playing a game like we played against Lift for Life, and then the character that those girls showed. Coming back the next day on short rest, I mean, we didn't get to the hotel till 11, and we were up and gone by 9 o'clock to breakfast or something like that. Not a lot of prep. I mean, we stayed up and watched some film that night, and we had some prep for them, but not a lot of prep. But just that was just sheer guts and desire and character is what they showed, and they refused to lose. And so those are the things that, you know, you kind of take away from it. Just the high moments, the as far as low moments, there wasn't. I can't come up with anything. You know, we got beat by a really good Des Moines team, and we got beat by the winner of the Class 4. It was a pretty special year.
A special year indeed. Well, thank you so much, Coach Darren Smith, for your time. Congratulations on an amazing season and your induction into the Missouri Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame.
I sure appreciate it.